Napoleon, Stalin, Churchill, Hitler. Why do you think their militaries were so effective? Was it their military tactics, their charisma, the soldiers' nationalism? Hello, my name is Chris Gordon, and today I will be talking with Henry Hadley about how stories shape people and places. Other surrounding topics are friendship, propaganda, and how these tie into the guiding question. The first piece of information we'll be reviewing is Humankind, A Hopeful History. On September 7th, 1940, 348 German bomber planes crossed the English Channel. Entire neighborhoods were wiped out. A million buildings in the capital were damaged or destroyed, and more than 40,000 people in the United Kingdom lost their lives. So how did the British react? British society became, in many ways, strengthened by the Blitz. Neighbors were wonderfully helpful. This was not cause of the British quintessential character. There was no evidence of breakdown of morale. The same thing happened when the British bombed the Germans. In fact, it appeared to strengthen the German wartime economy, thereby prolonging the war. Also during World War II, the Psychological Warfare Division in London had to unravel the mystery of the Nazi mind. Why did the Germans continue to fight so hard? Did the average German on the ground not realize how heavily the odds were stacked against them? Was it ideology, love for one's country? That was the only logical explanation. So the Psychological Warfare Division drops tens of millions of propaganda leaflets over enemy territory, saying that the German position was hopeless, the Nazi philosophy despicable, and the Allied cause justified. Once Paris liberated, captured German soldiers were interviewed, and it was during these talks they realized they had got it all wrong. No, it wasn't the draw of Nazi ideology. They didn't have an illusion that they could still somehow win. They hadn't been brainwashed. It was Kameradschaft, or friendship. They weren't fighting for a thousand-year Reich, or for Blut und Boden, blood and soil. It was actually because they didn't want to let their mates down, their comrades. Friendship was right there in every trench and bunker. Nazi generals went through great lengths to keep comrades together, even withdrawing whole divisions for as long as it took new recruits to form friendship.
So according to this article, during hardship, people don't lose morale or break down because of the unity the hardship creates.
Yes, it made them more resilient. A question for the audience. What type of military tactics do you think would have demoralized the people of Britain or the German soldiers? This includes propaganda. We will try to answer this question once we have more information. Now, I'll bring in the resource of Tim O'Brien's book, The Things They Carried, to hopefully shed light on the previous question. What type of propaganda would demoralize the people of Britain or the Nazi soldiers, as well as how do stories shape people and places? In the book, The Things They Carried, a lot of the American soldiers use slurs to dehumanize the Vietnamese soldiers. How could othering play into answering our question? Henry, you read the whole book. Any ideas?
I think the use of slurs among American soldiers had a really big part in making the killing easier. By using slurs and dehumanizing the enemy, they were not only able to associate less feelings, but also distance themselves from the horrors and tragedies that were happening because of the war.
That brings up a good point. In the article, Humankind, A Hopeful History, it said that 75% of British soldiers died through artillery strikes or they didn't see it. Like, it was from far away. Like, the deaths happened through something that was remote. Do you think that also has a role, dehumanizing and putting distance between the killings?
I definitely do. I think distancing the soldiers from the killing, especially when these soldiers are 19-year-old kids, it's so much easier to keep on fighting if you don't see the killing firsthand, or you put a landmine in the ground, but you never saw it explode, or you shot the artillery, but you never saw the impact. It's a lot easier to pull the trigger if you're not witnessing the death that you're making. We've been talking about propaganda, but what is propaganda?
Well, propaganda is information that usually is filled with bias towards a set of ideals or way of thinking, which in turn creates a story. It can also come into play as misinformation. For example, ExxonMobil's plan after the Kyoto Protocol.
Quote, "Victory will be achieved when the average citizen recognizes the uncertainties in climate science. Recognition of the uncertainties will become part of the conventional wisdom. Media recognizes uncertainties in climate science," end quote.
Uncertainty. So propaganda doesn't have to be persuading people of this new opinion or way of thinking.
According to this quote, it doesn't, making them unsure of what they first thought.
So some propaganda doesn't work, like the British and German ones. And some worked, like the ExxonMobil ones. What's up with that?
Yes, the leaflet plan the British had failed because it attacked the wrong thing. It attacked the ideology, which wasn't what the German soldiers were fighting for. And with the German bombing of Britain, it was aimed correctly, but it had the opposite effect because it's something that had never happened before and there was no information on it. So the Germans didn't have something to rely on. Versus what ExxonMobil did, their propaganda actually worked and is working around the world because of uncertainty. It's much easier to make someone uncertain of what they know than actually change their whole mind or their perspective. The Second World War had been a heroic struggle which friendship, loyalty, and solidarity, humanity's best qualities, inspired millions of ordinary men to perpetrate the worst massacre in history. On a more positive note, let's apply these humans' best qualities to other places, such as learning environments. I will now be interviewing some of my peers and teachers. Okay, I'm here with my teachers, Griffin, Emily, and Chelsea. They've been my afternoon classes. So my question for you three is, do you work well together? And, like, what do you think causes you to work together? And if you don't work together, what do you think causes you to not work well together?
You start.
Okay. Yeah. See, this is an example of how well we work together. I love these two so much, and I really do mean that. It does feel like we're friends that we happen to get to go to work together. And I think we would be friends otherwise. If we were so lucky to have found each other, I feel very fortunate when I walk up to work and know that it's going to be a day with friends, and I feel like it's important for students to see us having fun as a team, just in the way that we're asking you all to become a team towards shared goals. And I think the secret to our success and to our friendship and camaraderie is that we do have such a shared common vision that in part we've built together, and so it feels very shared. And I think there's also an element of, we just got lucky that we all understand each other and what we're after in a way that is really even hard to put into words. But on an intrinsic level, we get it and get to make that happen for you all together.
I think to me, what we have to acknowledge as part of this is that we did all like apply and get hired to work at the Outdoor Academy. And there was a part of the Outdoor Academy's ideology that clearly drew all of us here, like drew like-minded people together. I think that why I at least feel like I work so hard is for my peers that I work with and the students that I work for. I'm not necessarily chanting the mission of OA to myself as I like walk into work every day. Like it's more about like, wow, I'm so inspired by this semester and like what they have come to mean to me and how proud I am of you all and how excited I am to collaborate with Griffin and Emily on even the most mundane things. Like we just get excited to nerd out together. But that's come with like years of getting to know each other better. And I think even like Emily and I, when we first started creating Bridge, I feel like that was only able to be successful because we had previously worked together for 2 years, I think, that like allowed us to have that level of collaboration to then like create something. And then like kind of the trio of us becoming a team has just like continued to be fueled by how strongly, at least like I feel about working with these two and how strongly I feel about the students that we get to work with and the students that are drawn here and the community they create.
I want to speak as like
the third addition to this trio. You two were working together even for a couple of years before you came to OA, and then I came on not even as a grade assigning faculty. And for me, last year, starting to work like more closely as this like Green Blocks trio, this humanities trio, for me, just like touching on what Emily was saying, it's like really divine intervention. Like it really is so lucky for me to really find a place where everything that I want to do educationally, I get to do with people who think the same, who want to do the same thing. And what your question like immediately inspired in me, like trying to think a little bit more deeply in it, is I think one of the reasons why we work so well together is we have like, we really agree on like the big picture things. I think we find all the same things very important about the school. Emily is right that like we collaborated to create a shared vision in terms of some of this Green Block stuff. And the way that we disagree and challenge each other on like small stuff and these finer details is in a way that we all really appreciate, in the way that all three of us are very different from each other. And yet there is like an inherent similarity within us that you mentioned, like we all applied to OA. There was something that brought us all here. And like, we all do have the same aspirations for our shared vision. But there is like these small important things that it's really great to have people who think differently from me on, that really just lets us really lean on each other. None of us have to do the same thing that the other person does.
Mm-hmm. There's so much respect between us, and I always feel like I'm learning from these two as well. Like that fuels the friendship, fuels the camaraderie, as does going through challenge together. So Chelsea and I worked together before coming to OA in some pretty tough conditions, and going through that, and now we can look back and laugh at it, just like we laugh at our differences now.
Yeah.
I mean, Griffin was still in the COVID semesters and just trying to figure out how we wanted OA to look. It was really quite challenging. So that strengthened the bonds. I think one other thing I want to say is that I often sometimes think about teaching with this crew as like an improv group. And one of the rules of improv is that you always say yes to whatever someone starts doing. And we're all very good at that. And like, I don't know what Chelsea's up to right now, but I'm going to go with it and support her. And I'm going to say yes, and we'll see where it's going to go. And that just also speaks to the trust that we have in each other and kind of makes it fun.
Yeah. Wait, I got to put one other thing in here, which is I feel like when I started working here, I came up with this slogan for myself, which is someone like somebody would come to me after like a tough weekend or something and be like, oh, you're working really hard, like take a break or something. I'd be like, you know, I would feel a lot worse about working hard if I ever felt like I was the person who was working the hardest. And I never feel like with this group of people that like I'm carrying all the weight. Like I always feel like I'm being carried by other people. And then I, in turn, do my part to carry those people too. But like, I never feel like I'm the person who's working hardest and everybody else is slacking. I've never felt that way here.
I just want to double down on something both of them said, like the working hard and the going through the hard things, like the COVID years, the island school. That just so strongly solidified us as a team. And like the knowledge and the memory of going through that together has just like really, to me, strengthened this bond and fueled like our ability to work together.
Mm. I mean, the three of you, you've already stated like, oh, we all have like similar like visions or similar goals. But like, what's another thing that works very, very well, like between the three of you?
I might flip this back on you and say, what would you say? Like, what have you noticed? I think whatever might be most obvious that even students would catch on is something I would be so curious to hear.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know this until recently when I came down here with my dad, but you guys have like weekly meetings where you go over like your classes, I guess, or like what you're going to teach. And that's just something that is like, wow, like at my sending school, that's something that I haven't seen. Like teachers teach what they teach and they don't need anyone's permission except for like maybe the board of directors. Seeing all that coming together is very impressive. And I'm like, wow, they're really good teachers for that.
Thanks for that, Chris.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris. And I think we're all super excited about what we teach. Like to Chris's point of like, part of why it's so fun to collaborate together is because we're all so passionate about what we teach. I feel like if I didn't feel that sense of joy about what I teach, would I want to go sit and talk about it for like another hour and a half with you two? Like, no, well, of course not. Maybe I would still have to, but like, I feel like that's part of what drives that too, is like, and it all is trying to, right, feed into Bridge. Like, we are trying to create an experience for you all where you're sitting in science class and you're like, wait, this directly connects to U.S. history and also English. How are all these things connecting right now? And then, like, creating this experience of learning my mind that is, like, insane. And, like, that's what we're trying to create for you all.
And I want to say thank you. And again, for noticing and saying, wait, I want to talk to them more about how they work together also means we're doing something right, if you've been able to see our camaraderie in action, and with students like you who also bring out the best of us.
Yeah.
Thank you for being open to this interview.
Thanks, Chris.
Cheers.
Okay, now I'm going to be interviewing my classmate Miles. In the past, we had a small conflict, but now that's been resolved. And I'm going to be comparing how we worked together before the conflict, we resolve the conflict, and after we resolve the conflict. Miles, remember that one time in Spanish class where we were told to have a discussion about a topic? I don't even remember what it was. And we talked for like 30 seconds and then sat down for the rest of the time for like 5 minutes.
Yes. I think because of our like troubles and the animosity and other emotions that caused, I feel like we were just not able to work together, even in something simple like a Spanish discussion.
Yeah. And then, like, after our conflict had been resolved, I came to you for advice on some of my creative writing. And we had, like, a 30-minute long conversation on that. And I thought that was really fun.
Definitely. I feel like so much more came out of that. I definitely loved it when you came to me about that. And it was really fun. And I was able to give you a lot of feedback, because I often don't see that kind of writing, and I want to give feedback on that kind of writing. And I think that definitely was something very productive that we did.
Yeah. And do you think the reason why we worked worse in the past was because of like hard emotions that we had towards each other? Or do you think it was other things?
I think it was mainly those emotions. Also, it was beginner Spanish, and I don't know Spanish, and you're really good at Spanish. But I think that's kind of besides the fact and fairly arbitrary. But I think it was mainly our emotions that got in the way of us being able to be productive.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on to the podcast, Miles.
Thank you so much.
Now, on another question, Henry, how would you answer the question? What type of military tactics do you think would have worked to demoralize the people of Britain and the German soldiers?
I think the best tactic that the Germans could have used to attack the British would have been to also drop leaflets. I think the leaflets, if targeting the right things, are incredibly demoralizing, because it isn't outright destruction. That has been proven time and time again to just bring people closer together. So actually dropping leaflets that maybe in the leaflets, they talked about like what to look for in untrustworthy people or fake friends, and kind of trying to like give people information that would split them apart amongst themselves. To create enemies with each other. I think for the German soldiers, the pamphlets were still a good idea. They were just targeting the wrong thing. A great line that, I forget where I heard it, but Nazism starts 10 miles behind the front lines. And I think that's really important to take into account when they were trying to demoralize these German soldiers. Because they were only fighting for friendship. And again, the best way to weaken them would have been to drop pamphlets about untrustworthy people and split them apart amongst their own ranks.
Well, we're coming to the end of the podcast, so now it's time to try to answer the guiding question and how all this information plays into the guiding question of how stories affect people and places. Well, stories like propaganda can shape the way people think or make them uncertain of what they think, which could drastically change people, which in turn could affect places.